Hi, this is David.
Hi, David. I'm calling to speak to the person that handles the online listings for Forest Hills HVAC.
Who handles the online listings?
Yeah, well, what I mean by online listings is like Home Advisor, Google, something like those.
Okay. Google. I do that. How can I help you?
Okay. Yeah, David, good morning. My name is John, and I'm calling from Local Splash. Now, the reason for my call is we are a data service provider to Google and Facebook. And we wanted to speak with you about listing Forest Hills HVAC on the first page of Google for your categories in your area. So meaning every time anyone does a search on Google for any of the service that you provide, we make sure that Forest Hills HVAC pops up in that first page. Great.
Okay.
Yeah, David, I believe that you've
used
Google.
That sounds good, but like, well, I need to know a few things. Like, one, how much does that cost? Two, I'm struggling getting Forest Hills HVAC on Google. Like, the account got suspended right when I signed up for it. Do you guys handle those things?
Yeah, definitely. That's something that we might be able to help you out with. I mean, is there any specific thing that happened that it got suspended?
No, nothing. Okay, they asked me for a utility bill. I sent it to them. They're like, oh, you don't meet the qualifications. I'm like, what? Doesn't make sense.
Oh, I see. It's kind of weird.
I own the building. I pay the utilities, and I own the company. So, like, well, I don't get what the problem is.
Yeah, I see. And not a problem, David. That's something that we might be able to help you out with. So you've mentioned earlier, like, what's the cost, right? Because it seems like you're pretty much familiar with it, right? Like getting your business on the front page.
Yeah, I think somebody else called me about the same exact thing.
Okay, I see. Okay, not a problem. That's good to hear. So as I've mentioned, David, in terms of cost, that will depend on some couple of factors, right? Let me ask you this, okay? What does your service area looks like? I mean, how far are you willing to travel for new customers?
I would say, you know, South Shore, Metro West of Boston, and Boston.
Okay. So South Shore, Metro West. Okay. Okay. Awesome. And also, David, in terms
all the way down
of
Canton, whatever.
Okay, I see. Perfect. And also, David, in terms of your target market, are you focusing more on, like, residential or commercial type of jobs?
Oh, it's residential.
You can do both. Okay, perfect. And also, David, I noticed that you do have a website already, like ForestHillHVAC.com. Is this
your
official website? Okay, perfect. And also, David, I believe that as of the moment, you can handle more business, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, David,
I'm just saying, I mean, we have business, but I don't mind, you know,
taking more.
Busy.
Yeah, I see. Okay, that makes sense. And also, being this is an exclusive listing that we will be filling for you today, I mean, I believe you do see the value of having your business on the first page of Google, right?
Only if it's a viable business. So, like, if I can't get Google to list me on Google Maps, that's a big red flag. That's a big problem for me. I need to change something, change location, change the name. Yeah, like if they don't like my name, and that's the reason, you know, it's like, okay, I got to change things. So, I don't think I am ready to. Like, it depends. How much? I mean, are you offering me a free month? Are you
David. The reason why we're calling is we want to put you on the map. Okay. So that you can get more customers. And
I'll be able to see me on the map. If I Google myself, I'll see a map.
and
yeah, like yeah, say for example, someone goes to Google and search for like HVAC service around the service area that you're covering. You'll show, or
yeah,
we will help you out show up on that first page to so that the moment someone searches for HVAC around your area, you pop up there and you'll get calls directly from your customers without you having to pay per lead. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, I get what you think.
But it's not a free service, David.
All right, the one-time thing?
The pricing is like is on a month-to-month basis, right? So how about, here's the thing, David. You've mentioned earlier, I mean, I pretty much know that you're aware that there's like a cost of it because you've asked earlier, like, how much will it cost, right?
Sure.
How about I get my director on the line with us right now so that we can go over some pricing and details, and definitely we can like discuss the thing that you have with Google.
Honestly, like right now I'm kind of working. I need to be places. If you could email me what you're proposing, like you said, obviously I see the value in what you're saying. So, but if you can deliver that, it's interesting to me. Of course I'll go for it. Yeah, if I see that it's working, yeah, I would continue to go with it. But I would hopefully start with a promotion of like a month for free. That'd be great. But please email me. I have to answer my phone. You have my email, correct? Or you can email the website.
Oh, well, what's your email address?
David@ForestHillsHVAC.com.
Okay, and is it okay if like I'll follow up with you a little bit later?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, what time will be the best time? Sorry.
I want to read your proposal to make sure it's interesting to me. I don't know if it's interesting or not. You already got the director you want to put on the phone. And I need to know that what you're offering is reasonable. So please email me and then I'll call you back.
Okay, no problem. I'll make sure to get my director's
name. The truth is, if it's a good offer, you can call me back too. Fine.
Okay, no problem. We'll make sure to send you an email today, and I'll call back a little bit later this afternoon, probably around 4 o'clock.
All right.
Okay.
I have to go. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you.